hey, indeed. Welcome into the guest room. I am your host, Mike. This is a show where we like to play trivia games, guessing games, all things like that. That's my brother, Kevin, over there.
We are the champions,
yes,
my friend.
He's had a pretty good streak going with episodes lately. That's Andy over there.
Hey, now.
And this is KD.
Yo.
KD, before we get anywhere else, can you hit us with a news update?
Yeah, for sure. So I know we're all wondering how the Qatari Rial is relating to the U.S. dollar. It's since last week, it's actually been holding steady at about 27.4 cents.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, we're approaching 27.5 cents, though. So when investing in Qatari Rials, just know it is trending upward, but slowly there. And then in other news, also internationally, I know we were all tracking this, but so to just give an update for everyone, Sushmita Dev, the chief of All India Mahila Congress and former Congress leader and MP, has resigned from her position.
Scandalous.
Yeah. Though in a statement released, Sushmita hopes to be, and I quote, entering a new chapter of public service. Sushmita had a 3-decade-long association with the Indian National Congress, so I think that's a big deal for her party.
Let's give it up for Sushmita.
She?
Mm-hmm.
Was she named after like most of someone's favorite food and the British way to say meter?
Sushmita.
Now, where do you go after 30 years of service like that? I mean, what type of public service do you
do? You know, I'm honestly not sure, because I feel like in America, like once you've been a public servant for a really long time, you are obligated to run for president, right?
Yeah, and I have no further comments on this topic.
I have a comment.
Okay, go for it.
You know how I love sports radio.
I do.
You know how you love sports radio.
I know that.
You know how Andrew loves sports radio.
Oh, I'm familiar.
The end. You know how there's that station in town that we love so much and also love to hate so much sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
More the latter right now, because I believe today and tomorrow is the worst 2 days of radio.
Oh, you don't love giving to sick children?
I'm not saying I don't love giving to sick children.
Is this
wow.
where
here's the thing.
They don't do their job? They don't talk about sports?
Correct.
On the radio?
That. Okay. Who wants to listen? Okay. Look, charities are a good thing. Giving to, by the way, this pen is leaking inside, as you can see.
It's like internal bleeding for ink.
Yeah. Sorry, my mind's going off on a tangent now.
If only it could go to a children's hospital.
Okay.
We know you wouldn't donate to help it.
Here's the thing. I donate more than the average bear to charity. And there are good reasons to donate to charity.
How much does average bear donate to charity?
I don't need 2 full days, which I think is what's on the agenda.
I believe so.
Of people telling me I need to donate when all I want to hear is, like, is Chris Paul recovering from his wrist surgery or whatever? that's all I want. So I actually tweeted the radio station a couple of years ago.
Uh-oh. Ooh. You've been blocked?
I have not been blocked.
At Rob Cobb.
Also, I did not get a response. I wish I had. Because my idea is, if you donate, you get to opt into good radio again.
So, believe it or not, this exists elsewhere in the universe. Have you heard of this?
No.
So at my high school in the state of Washington, we had a fundraiser that was a week-long fundraiser where every day at lunch, they would play Friday by Rebecca Black on loop until they got that day's quota of giving.
Do you think all of our listeners know what that song is?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Can you give us a quick rendition, Mike?
I'm sorry. If you don't know, then I want you to stop listening to this podcast.
Whoa.
Press pause.
Whoa.
Go Google Friday by Rebecca Black. Spend 3.5 minutes of your life doing that, and then come back to this.
It's a rite of passage, actually.
I don't know if it'll be 3.5 minutes, because then, like, once you hear the first version, you're like, "Oh, I got to hear the
parody versions."
Yeah, it's going to be 30.
Why do people keep saying my hand is a dolphin?
It worked. I mean,
yeah, but that's okay. So fair. That's somewhat like it, but that's like a corporate sort of responsibility.
True.
Like, it's on all of us to stop Rebecca Black.
That's right.
That I do agree with.
It's I want it to be an individual accomplishment that, oh, you've given $20 to Phoenix Children's Hospital. You get to go back to listening to things that you care about.
So in the context of Mike's high school, then, this would be you've donated the correct amount. Therefore, you don't have to listen to Rebecca Black anymore.
You've been given noise-canceling headphones in the quad or whatever, wherever it's being played.
Yeah. No, I like that. I think there's no feasible way to actually accomplish that in the radio format.
This is the 2 days a year that I have to venture into
Spotify.
No. My phone doesn't sync with my car, so that's not a thing. So it's radio. So it's like John Jay and Rich or The Morning Mess, which
do you ever turn over to AM stations?
So I can hear. No, not That's really.
All right.
I'm sure our listeners are very happy about what they've just heard.
Yeah. I think we can all appreciate that little.
So conclusions go, Kevin hates sick children. That's what we've learned.
I think that is what we've learned.
Yeah, but I think we all knew that anyway. Yeah.
Good point.
All right.
Well, I really hate all children. Right? Come on.
This is, as you may have heard earlier, a Jepisode. It's a Jepisode prepared by yours truly. And why don't I just walk us all through these categories? Feel free to ask questions as they come up, because I'm sure they will. Category number one, fictional portals.
I have a question.
Okay.
What's a fictional portal?
I'm sorry. That's a stupid question. That was the last episode. Category number two, common spoonerisms.
Another question. What is a spoonerism?
All right. A spoonerism.
Wait, why is this one answerable and the other one wasn't?
Yeah, don't worry about it. A spoonerism is when a speaker accidentally mixes up the initial sounds or letters of two words in a phrase.
No, I do this all the time.
So, for instance, a bowel feast is a spoonerism of the actual phrase foul beast.
Oh, my gosh.
Then once again, a bowel feast is a spoonerism of
I do this all the
a
time.
Foul
this
beast.
Is easy.
Now, in this
speak normally.
In this category, I will give you a clue for the spoonerism, use the word instead of, and then a clue for the actual phrase. All you have to give me is the spoonerism. If you include the actual phrase as well, that's fine. For instance, in our example, you don't have to say a foul beast. What I'm looking for is a bowel feast. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes, understood.
Okay.
All right. Category three, villainous protagonists. No questions?
No question.
Category four, before and after shows and songs edition.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Will the shows, are the before and after made of only shows and songs, or do they just include shows and songs?
They're made only of shows and songs.
Well, is it always in that order, show then song?
Yes.
Thank you.
Category five, potatoes. Any questions?
Yes.
What's potatoes?
What? Potatoes.
Taters.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a
That's
stew.
That's way better. People probably already learned. I'm terrible with what's the word I'm looking for?
Impressions?
Yes, that's the one.
and remembering
no,
words.
Yeah. No, that is not true. From the first Jepisode when you impersonated Vicini, you absolutely nailed it.
Well, just because I have it memorized and I've seen that movie 200 yeah. times in my life.
That's a Kevin specialty right there.
Mm.
And final category is canals. So once again, fictional portals, common spoonerisms, villainous protagonists, before and after shows and songs edition, potatoes, and canals.
I feel like you got through four categories and were like, I don't feel like trying anymore.
That may or may not be the case. You'll just have to find out. All right. Well, as usual, Kevin is our most recent winner in Jepisodes.
Our only winner at this point, is it?
I hosted an episode.
Yeah, other than the ones he's hosted.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
Which I believe was me.
Yes.
So, Kevin, the board is yours.
Let's go with potatoes for one.
Potatoes.
I did well with pizza, so cross my fingers.
Pizza. All right. potatoes for 100. Perhaps the most divisive of potatoes, this viscous dish is a staple at Thanksgiving.
Kevin, can you read the question again?
Perhaps the most divisive of potatoes, this viscous dish is a staple at Thanksgiving.
Sweet potatoes.
I'm sorry, that's
Andy.
Incorrect. Yes, Andy.
What are mashed potatoes?
That's correct.
Wait, hold on. Mashed potatoes are divisive?
I mean, ask Andrew about them.
Oh, there are
Andrew
many.
Hates all potatoes. He doesn't count.
I don't know. I like French fries.
You said before this episode started, oh, I hate potatoes.
I do. I like French fries.
And you said you were bad at impressions.
Yeah. Come on.
That was a great impression.
That was a great comment.
Also, I'm winning. So,
yeah. I'm sorry. Sweet potatoes are way more divisive than mashed potatoes.
There's no, everyone likes sweet potatoes.
No.
I hate sweet potatoes.
Divisive can be... Hey,
you also hate children.
Sweet potatoes are a woman food.
No, but
what?
Yes.
But you're
I don't
saying,
understand.
But you're saying divisive on taste or like the liking of them. Divisive could be I make them this way, I make them that way, and it's contentious.
I throw them at you this way.
Oh, okay. Well, you're
so from my experience, there are people who hate mashed potatoes that won't even try sweet potatoes. Typically, mashed potatoes are a more eaten thing, but I know a lot of people that hate them, and I don't know as many people who hate sweet potatoes because the people that hate mashed potatoes won't even try sweet potatoes.
I think if we polled 100 people that you know randomly, you would find that way more people hate sweet potatoes than mashed potatoes.
Potentially. The key word there was viscous.
Correct.
Andy, the board is yours.
I'll take potatoes 200.
This cooking method is used multiple times in the same recipe.
Kevin. Twice baked potatoes.
That is correct.
Potatoes for three.
This potato snack is sometimes found at the bottom of a yellow bag full of air.
Andy. What are potato chips?
That is correct.
A yellow bag full of air.
Potatoes, 400.
Potatoes for 400. Served in a sleeve at McDonald's and on a plate everywhere else.
Kevin. What are hash browns?
That is correct.
Potatoes for five.
Potatoes for 500. You might sub these cylindrical prisms for an extra dollar or two.
Andy. What are tater tots?
That is correct.
Oh, good one.
Who would pay more for tater tots?
Depending on what it's over. Yeah.
Okay.
Potatoes, 600.
Potatoes for 600. These potatoes come sliced, sprinkled with cheese, and baked in a casserole.
Andy. What are... Scalloped.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, good. That's what I was going to say.
Can you read it again?
These potatoes come sliced, sprinkled with cheese, and baked in a casserole.
Can I have a second guess?
Not for points.
I would have a guess for not points as well.
I don't have a guess.
No guesses. Andy, what's your guess?
Hasselbeck?
I'm sorry, the correct answer is...
Au gratin,
that's correct.
Are au gratin and scalloped the same thing?
No. They are not. Au gratin potatoes include scalloped potatoes, but scalloped potatoes include no cheese.
I think that's incorrect.
You're incorrect.
I confirmed.
With who?
Prior to the question. With the Google machine. All right.
I think it's me still.
Yes, Andy, the board is yours.
Common spoonerisms for 100.
Common spoonerisms, or as we could call them, Andyisms for 100. A louse instead of a tight embrace.
Andy. A bug? A bug? No. I don't know.
Sorry, that's incorrect. We'll give him 10 more seconds.
Oh.
Kevin. KD, sorry.
KD.
What is a big hug?
Sorry, that is incorrect.
My brain doesn't work this way.
Me. Sorry, the answer I'm looking for is hair bug. That's right, instead of bear hug.
Oh.
All right, Andy, the board is yours.
Common spoonerisms for 200.
Man, my brain does not work that way.
Common spoonerisms for 200. An embarrassed bird instead of a crippling strike.
Can you read it again?
An embarrassed bird instead of a crippling strike.
I got one of them. I can't get the other.
Should be easy if you got one.
I can't get the... No.
Me.
It's like something crow. It's crippling blow or...
The crow? I'm looking for blushing crow instead of crushing blow.
See?
Man.
I'm not going to get any of these, but these are clever.
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate them. I just...
Spoonerisms for three.
Spoonerisms for 300. What King Kong and earthquakes do instead of what a dirty person does.
What, can you read it again?
What King Kong and earthquakes do instead of what a dirty person does.
Mm-mm.
10 seconds?
Nope. Kevin?
Kevin.
Shake tower?
That is correct.
Yes!
Shake
wow.
a tower instead of take a shower.
Nicely done.
Yes. No, I'm not going back there.
Kevin, the board is yours.
Canals for 100.
Canals for 100. This canal connects two oceans.
Kevin.
Kevin.
The Panama Canal.
That is correct.
Canals for 200. I'm trying to get this out of the way before Katie can catch on.
Canals for 200. This canal divides two continents.
Andy.
Andy.
Was it Suez?
That is correct.
Canals 300.
Canals for 300. Canals double as roads in this city of water.
Kevin.
Kitty.
Kevin.
Venice.
That is correct.
Canals for 400.
Canals for 400. This canal facilitates the connection of the Great Lakes to New York City.
Kitty.
KD.
What is the Erie Canal?
That is correct.
Canals for 5.
Canals for 500. Tools required for this canal include excavators, drills, and endodontic burrs.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Root.
That is correct.
600.
Canals for 600. This canal is also the longest man-made waterway in the world.
Kitty.
KD.
What is the Grand Canal in China?
That is ridiculous. Yes, that is correct.
So ridiculous means the same thing as correct.
I did not think that anyone was going to get that. All right, KD, the board is yours. And let's have a score update.
Okay.
At this point in the game, we've got Andy with 400, KD with 900, and Kevin with 1,800. And KD, the board is yours.
Thank you. Let's go with villainous protagonists for 100.
Villainous protagonists for 100. The villain protagonist in this film boasts a large bluish head.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Megamind?
That is correct.
Ah.
Villainous protagonist for 2.
Villainous protagonist for 200. The main character in this film surrounds himself with yellow heads.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Despicable Me.
That is correct.
Villainous protagonist for 3.
The protagonist of this movie meets 4 ghosts, but he's the scary one.
Kevin.
Kevin.
A Christmas Carol?
That is correct.
Hmm. Villainous protagonist for 4.
400. The franchise protagonist is only a boy in this film, but later becomes both villain and hero.
Kevin.
Kitty.
Kevin.
The Phantom Menace.
That is correct.
No.
Villainous protagonist for 5.
500. This film's villain turns out to be one of 5 criminals in a lineup.
Kevin.
Kevin.
The Usual Suspect.
That is correct.
Villainous protagonist for 6.
I think you found your category. 600. This movie's protagonist drives himself to punch himself and shoot himself.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Fight Club.
That is correct. Wow.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Let's go with Before and After Shows and Songs.
All right. Before and After Shows and Songs edition. Just as a reminder, these will be 100% constructed of show and song titles. All right. For 100. A classic 50s ball comedy and a classic 60s Beatles hit.
I wish I knew more about the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know the Beatles song.
I was looking for I Love Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Mm. Oh, ball. I was thinking sports.
Mm.
I was way off.
It took me a little bit to get there.
Kevin, the board is yours.
You didn't.
I meant to Lucille Ball.
You did not get there.
fictional portals for 100.
Fictional portals.
Porters.
Yes.
For 100. All right. You get here through the back of a wardrobe.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Narnia.
That is correct.
Fictional portals for 2.
For 200. You get here by following a white rabbit down a hole.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Wonderland.
That is correct.
Fictional portals for 3.
For 300.
This is boring.
You get here by accelerating a DeLorean.
KD.
KD.
What is it?
The future or the past?
I will take either answer. That is correct.
I wanted the name of the town.
Want a playback on that one too.
KD, the board is yours.
Let's stop the bleeding and go with Spahman Coonerisms.
All right. Well done. Common Spoonerisms.
For four.
For 400. Be acquainted with your punches instead of remove your snot.
Kevin.
Andy. Kevin.
No blows.
That's correct. Know your blows instead of blow your nose. Kevin.
They didn't even say it right.
I did.
No blows.
He got
get rid of your snot, blow nose.
Blow your nose.
No, know your punches, no blows.
He got the spoonerism. The or your had nothing to do with it.
Fictional portals for four.
Fictional portals for 400. You get here by entering a door on the scare floor.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Earth.
I would like to enter a more specific answer.
I will allow it. I would have taken Earth, a child's bedroom, Boo's bedroom, a closet. There were many answers to that question.
Fictional portals for five.
Fictional portals for five. You get here by being caught up in a tornado.
KD.
KD.
What is Oz?
That is correct. KD, the board is yours.
Let's go Common Spoons for five.
Common Spoons for five. Munching on the gates instead of working around the house.
I'm sorry, that was gates?
That's right. Munching on the gates instead of working around the house.
KD.
Kevin.
KD.
What is do your chores or chew your doors?
That is correct. The spoonerism is chew the doors or chewing the doors. KD, the board is yours.
Let's finish it out. Common spoons for six.
Pew, pew, pew.
Never. Never me.
How much would you like to wager, Kevin?
Oh, KD, gosh. Sorry. What are the scores?
Current scores stand 400 for Andy, 2,200 for KD, 5,000 for Kevin.
Jeez. Oh, how much time will you give me to think about this?
I will give you 40 seconds.
Go for it all.
Oh, Lord.
See, only you're already beating me anyway. I only have 400 points. Wager it all.
I'll wager zero.
You have to wager something.
Do I?
Mike?
Unknown.
You must wager at least 100.
100.
All right, 100.
I thought we ruled you have to wager at least what it's worth.
No, that's when you have a negative amount.
Okay.
You can't only wager what it's worth.
Okay.
All right, for 100 points on a 600-point question,
mm-hmm.
Melted piece of winter water instead of a greased two-wheeler.
Can you read the question again?
Melted piece of winter water instead of a greased two-wheeler.
I've run the program, and there was an error.
Time is up. Do you have an answer?
I do not.
Anyone else have a guess for no points?
No.
I'm looking for a boiled icicle instead of an oiled bicycle.
Whew. Yeah. Really glad I didn't go for double on that.
All right. KD, the board is still yours.
All right. Let's go for fictional porters. Portals for six. Porters.
You guys like fictional porters. Fictional portals for 600. You get here by running straight at the wall between platforms.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Hogwarts.
That is correct.
Before and after shows and songs.
For how much?
600.
Before and after for 600. A businesswoman making her way in the slammer and a potential anthem for the Steelers or Pirates or Penguins.
Andy.
Andy.
Orange is the new black and yellow.
That is correct.
Oh, man. Wow. Nicely done, Andy. I could not come up with the song.
That was good.
Let's get before and after 200.
Before and after for 200. A phone booth time traveler and an inquisitive song about canines.
KD.
KD.
Doctor Who Let the Dogs Out?
That's correct.
Mm. Nice.
300.
Before and after for 300. A coach in the wrong sport in the wrong country and a Gary Morris track promising a girl a heavenly body.
I know the first one and I don't even know anything about the second one.
Can you please read the question again?
A coach in the wrong sport in the wrong country and a Gary Morris track promising a girl a heavenly body.
Yeah, I know the first part, don't know the second.
I almost want to guess. but I'd be completely guessing at the song name.
And your opponents are so close behind you.
I don't want to give them any room for... Can I guess for no points?
Guess for no points.
Ted Lasso and Angel.
Sorry, it's Ted Lasso the Moon.
Hmm.
Kevin, the board is still yours, I believe. Or,
not mine.
No, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 400.
Andy, the board is yours. 400. A detective comedy set in a New York borough and a song by a rapper from the same borough.
KD. Brooklyn 99 Problems, but... Ooh, no, it's just 99 Problems. Brooklyn 99 Problems. Brooklyn 99 Problems?
I will allow it. The accurate answer would be Brooklyn 999 Problems.
Okay.
Fair.
Let's finish the board. 500. All right.
500 before and after. A spelling-based game show and the Glitch Mob's most popular song sporting some punchy bass.
There's a spelling game show?
A spelling-based game show and, I'm sorry?
The Glitch Mob's most popular song sporting some punchy bass.
No idea.
Oh. How many points does Kevin, does Katie have?
2,700.
What do I have?
5,600.
See, I can't guess. But I do want to guess for no points.
Me. Kevin, for no points.
Wheel of Fortune Soldier.
Wheel of Fortune Days.
Mm.
All right. That brings us to Final Jeopardy. And the scores as they stand currently, we've got Andy with 1,000, KD with 2,700, and Kevin with 5,600. Each of you, please write on your whiteboards how much you will be wagering.
What's the category?
The category is Rare Gemstones.
Sorry, can you go over scores again?
1,000 for Andy, 2,700 for KD, 5,600 for Kevin. All right, Final Jeopardy question. The Fulgore Nocturnus went for £5.9 million. I'm sorry, there we're missing a part of the question. Let me start over. Regarded as the most expensive pen in the world... The Fulgur Nocturnus went for £5.9 million at a Shanghai charity auction and is covered in 945 of these gems.
Can you spell Fulgur?
F-U-L-G-O-R. Fulgur Nocturnus.
How many gems?
945.
And it is a pen?
Regarded as the most expensive pen in the world.
Pen is in P-E-N or P-I-N?
P-E-N.
The pen is mightier.
And we are to give you the gemstone.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Everyone ready?
Sure.
Answers, please. All right. KD with a wager of 600 said rubies. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Andy with... a wager of 9,800 said onyx. That is incorrect. And Kevin, with the same answer, with a wager of 100, said onyx as well. The correct answer was black diamond.
I mean, I felt like we were pretty close, Kevin.
You were pretty close.
Maybe.
The Nocturnus is what led me to onyx. Would you agree?
I would agree that led you to onyx.
Did it lead you to onyx?
I don't reveal my secrets.
Understandable.
It didn't lead me at all.
KD was not led. Were you misled?
No. Just not led at all.
No leading.
By the way, I wasn't referring to the stone. I was referring to the Pokemon.
Ah, okay. Onyx. 945 of them. Final scores. Andy bringing up the rear with 200. KD with 2,100. And Kevin with an astounding 5,500 points.
How did I get from...
With no daily double.
With no
Hold
daily
on.
Double.
How did I get... What?
And that was with a no Final Jeopardy correct answers and a 100-point double daily double.
Didn't I wager everything? I wagered 9,800. I didn't even have 9,800 points.
You had...
He interpreted it as 800.
Oh.
Oh, yes. That is correct.
Yeah, okay.
I interpreted it as 98% of what you had.
That was 9,800 points.
Mm.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was, I mean...
Surprises? Even, questions?
So, Spoonerisms is great.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Just great.
It's just
and
horribly
it's so hard.
Challenging. Yeah.
It, like, I don't know. I start to feel brain pain
All right. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for playing along with my Jeopardy questions. And thank you, audience, for listening. We appreciate you. And as always, farewell.